Aleph Mishnah Hey. Now we're moving on from Hezek Ru'i a little bit to other kinds of security walls that provide not just visual, you know, privacy, but also security from bad guys outside, as well as visual trespass, both of the issues. But so now we're talking about building a wall not between you and me, but around our collective yard, or all of our apartment buildings' collective yard, to keep the riffraff out and people from looking into our private affairs. So Kofonos Olivnos Beishar Videlis Lachatzer. If I and the rest of the Vada Bais want to build a wall around the Chatzer, which we will because we want privacy, we don't want strangers in our backyard, we, Kofen Oso, can force you, Livnos Beishar Videlis Lechatzer, to cough up your fair share of the cost to set up a Beishar. That's like a little, like a niche or a hut by the security post that the guard can sit in the shade and watch and keep watch, because obviously he doesn't stay in the sunshine all day. Videlis, the chatzer, and also a doorway for the chatzer. The human guard keeps people from looking in or from coming in, and the door keeps people from coming in or coming at night, you know, when the watchman's not around or whatever it is. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol chatzeros ru'uyos lebeishar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, listen, ru'uyos usually means befitting. Here it means more like necessary. In other words, not every chatzer necessarily needs to have a proper, you know, guard man there and everything. Who said? You know, if it's facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, there's lots of people, so of course you need to have a guard for people coming in. But if it's on a side street, who says traffic will come? Therefore, he says you can't force a wall. Yes, everyone needs a wall, but to a human guard, a beishar, a place for a human guard post, there I can't force you to pay if you don't want to, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the halacha is not like him. The halacha is, yes, you need to have human guards, I guess, in their time and place. And therefore, it's normal, and therefore I can force you to pay for it. Now we're moving on from the private chatzer of us and our living place to the whole city. The city has to have a wall around it to protect itself, as well as that's the choma, is the wall. Delasaim are like the double doors, the big, you know, like the must be a better word for that. Like the entry gate to the city, the double doors that comes into the city. Uvariach. Mariach is like a crossbar, the bolt that goes across, you know, to protect people from banging down the door, to secure it. So we can force you to pay your fair share of, let's call it, taxes to build and maintain the wall and the doors and the bolt on the doors of the city. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also disagrees here, and he says, Lo kol ha'ayaros ru'yus l'choma. He says, listen, not every city in the whole country needs to have its own private wall and, you know, big fancy door to keep people out. He assumes that good border towns with like the enemies nearby, of course they might want to storm the city and therefore it needs protection. But in the heart of the country, who the heck needs to have a proper wall to protect everyone? You're worried about the people from Tel Aviv coming and breaking into Beit Shemesh. So, you know, Beit Shemesh is insulated. He doesn't buy it. However, the halacha is, no way. The halacha is, you know, when the enemy comes, they make their way in, and therefore people come from time to time, and therefore every city needs a wall, and you can force every tenant, every resident, to pay his fair share in the taxes to maintain the wall and the security of the city. So the question then becomes, well, at what point does a person who happens to have moved, come to the town, become a resident who's liable for taxes? So, how long does a person be resident and he's considered to be a member of the city to pay taxes? Once he's been resident there for 12 months, he automatically becomes like a resident and responsible for his fair share of taxes, not just passing through. Kanaba Beis Dira, if he actually buys a house there, then of course, Harehu Kanche Ir Miyad, then of course he's not transient, he's taken up residence there and he's getting benefit to protect his property, and immediately that day that he closed escrow, he's now got to cough up his fair share of taxes to protect the city. It's interesting that the Bar Tanura says, despite the fact that the Mishnah says 12 months, he says, the Bar Tanura, remember, lived in Italy and Israel in like the 15th century, late 15th century, early 16th century. So he says, Va'idna, nowadays, denaidi, since we're always on the go, you know, who's around permanently. Therefore, Nag Alma Shlosham Yom. The custom is, after 30 days of residence, you're considered to be a member of the city. You know, people are transient, wandering Jews.